This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Good evening and welcome to yet another installment of COVID Report. And today we're talking about vaccination journey and the side effects associated with a vaccine. My name is Priti Ngwenya and I'm standing in for Gamelihle Movana and Karabo Asala. Right here on Vow FM 88.1 with you all the way until 7 o'clock. And today we're specifically speaking about the vaccination journey. Now, millions of people have had a COVID-19 vaccine and the safety of COVID-19 continues to be monitored. Now, reports of various side effects are very rare and maybe some of the common side effects that you can expect, like the likes of your medicine, the COVID-19 vaccine can cause side effects, but not everyone gets them. Now, some of the side effects that are mentioned, which are mild and should not last longer than a week or so, are a sore arm from the injection itself and feeling tired, a headache, feeling very achy, and also the feeling or being sick after the vaccination. You may also get a higher temperature or feel hot and shivery 1 or 2 days after your vaccination. However, to give us more light on this conversation that we are having today, we are joined by guests such as Marona Sekana. We have Lerato Mohoto, who have vaccinated and are part of the Vow FM team as well. They're going to be shedding more light on their journey of vaccinating. Now, they're going to be taking us through the journey from registration to the vaccination and the after post-vaccination, which is the side effects. Did they even experience side effects as mentioned? Now, stay tuned right here on Vow FM as we continue on the journey of the vaccination. All right, so on the line, we are joined by Lerato Mohoto, who is our very own journalist right here at Vow FM. She is a news anchor for The Drive Show with Ukhosi Kgadi and Junior. She's going to be taking us through her journey after vaccinating. Lerato Mohoto, welcome to COVID Report.
Good evening, Priti Ngwenya, and all the Vow FM listeners. It's good to be on the show tonight.
Now, Lerato, today we're talking about vaccinating journey. And I know that you have vaccinated for quite some time now. Can you just take us through the journey, maybe starting from the steps of actually registering to vaccinate all the way to how you felt during the process?
Okay, so I think I've been vaccinated for almost a month now. I'm going back for my second jab on the 14th of September. I went to vaccinate when government opened vaccination up for people in media. Registering was very simple, my ID and all the details that I needed. Then just after a couple of days, I received a message confirming that I could go and vaccinate. I went to the Liberty vaccination site where the nurses and the sisters, they were very, very helpful in explaining everything before actually administering the vaccine to me.
Now, Lerato, we've heard a lot of people speaking about the after post-vaccinating and the side effects involved with it. Can you take us through maybe some of your side effects if you have any?
So on the first and second day after I got my jab, my left arm was just a bit sore. And then I think a week later, I developed a flu. I had a running tummy. I was coughing. And basically, I had COVID-19 symptoms, right? I went to the clinic, tested for COVID. My results came back negative. So I think it was just late side effects of the vaccine, but none of them were severe, none of them at all.
Now, post-vaccinating, do you have like a lifestyle adjustment that you're currently living with, or are you continuing under the new normal that we are associated with as South Africa and the world at large?
I'm still continuing under the new normal, social distancing, sanitizing, wearing my mask.
No, Lerato, thank you so much for joining us on COVID Report. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much, Priti.
Now, that was Lerato Mohoto, who is our very own journalist at Voice of Vits, a news anchor at The Drive Show with Ukhosi Kgadi and Junior, speaking to us about her journey of vaccinating. Now, if you've just joined us, welcome to COVID Report. We are in the middle of conversations in terms of vaccinating journeys and the side effects associated with the vaccine. On the line, we are joined by Marona Sekane, who is a marketing manager at Voice of Vits. Marona, welcome to COVID Report.
Hi, Pretty. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Now, Maruna, just very briefly, take us through your journey in terms of when you were vaccinating. How was it? Overall, the service as well. How did you feel about it? Maybe start from the actual registration and all the way to the vaccination process.
Okay. So I must say that the registration process is extremely easy. It's literally three steps. You just go in, register with your ID or passport number, your contact details, as well as your name. And then you would speak about the preferred region that you would like to vaccinate in. As soon as that is done, you get a message telling you that you have successfully registered and they will be in contact with you within 24 hours. So this comes from the government EVDS. And then shortly after that, I did get an email telling me that I can schedule an appointment for my vaccination. So I went back onto, and then I was given a link. So I went back onto the website, I followed the link, and I was able to basically register for a particular appointment at a particular place where I wanted to actually get vaccinated. So I wanted to vaccinate at the Discovery Place in Sandton. So I did that. And for that very same day, so I did this in the morning of the 25th, I then got a date to let me know that the very day of the 25th at 3 o'clock, I'm able to go and get vaccinated. So I did just that, arrived. The processes were a breeze, from the parking to allowing you to get to the floor where you need to go and do your actual vaccination. There were no queues. Everything ran smoothly. I was there for approximately 20 minutes and the whole process was done. As soon as I arrived to the actual vaccination cubicle, the healthcare worker was extremely friendly. She told me, she explained to me what the possible side effects would be. After that was done, she asked me a few questions about my health. So they do want to just find out if you have any symptoms of the flu or COVID, because we do know that these symptoms are very similar. After doing that, she asked me some of the questions about my personal health. And 5 minutes later, everything was done. The actual prick takes less than a second. Before you know it, it's done. So at the moment, when you think about it, like, oh, it could be so painful. Oh, I might just lose my arm, or however you feel about needles. Before you know it, it's all over. As soon as that was done, I got the Pfizer vaccine. I was told that I would be contacted within 42 days to let me know when I should come back for my second dosage. After doing the vaccination, and after they've told you about the second dosage, you take your vaccination card, you move over to a waiting area where you are monitored for about 10 minutes for the immediate side effects. So dizziness, wooziness, nausea, vomiting, that sort of thing. After that was done, I returned back to the office and I was fine. Yeah, that was my vaccination journey.
Now, Maruna, I'm estimating that you've got like a week or so where you have been vaccinated. I heard you mentioning the 25th of August. And how has it been so far? Do you have any side effects that people have been warned about?
Absolutely. So the Thursday after the vaccination, so this would be the 26th, I did get the chills, the headache, the neck ache, and a bit of a fever. But that was nothing too serious. The moment I got home, I took a painkiller, and about 2 hours later, I was okay. So I just needed to be hydrated. And yeah, after I took the painkiller, had some water, took a bit of a nap, and I was back to my normal self.
Now, what are some of the worst conspiracy theories that you have heard about vaccines?
Oh my goodness. I've heard all the wildest things, really. I've heard that the vaccine could render you sterile, so you would not be able to have children as a woman. I've heard that it changes your DNA. I've heard that the vaccine is made of what would you call it? So fetal matter. So all the children that were aborted, they've taken some sort of matter from them, and this is how the vaccine is created. And now their DNA is going to be in your DNA, and you're just going to have lots of different DNA strands in your body. I've heard about having the 5G microchip thing in you implanted in. Really, I can't imagine how a whole chip could go through a injection syringe. It really is the wildest thing to me. I've heard that the vaccine could make you insane. So it does something to and could trigger some psychosis and drive you insane. I've heard that the vaccine is killing people. But I've heard all sorts of weird and wonderful things about the vaccine.
No, absolutely. It seems like a mouthful of some conspiracies that you've heard there. And just to rectify out there to the people that are listening, that it is not true. Once again, it is a conspiracy theory. Thank you so much, Marina, for joining us on COVID Report.
Thank you so much for having me, Prissy.
Now, that was Marina Sekane, who is a marketing manager at Voice of Vets, sharing her 2 minutes of vaccinating, letting us know about the different conspiracies that are out there in South Africa that we need to nip tuck and make sure that more people get vaccinated in our country. All right. And finally, as part of our guests for tonight, as we continue the chat about conversations on vaccines and the journey of vaccinating, we are joined by Usfiso Nyawo, who is a male in this fact, because we have spoken to 2 females, and he's going to further share his journey about vaccinating. He is a sports presenter at Vow FM, which takes place every Monday and every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Usfiso, welcome to COVID Report.
Good afternoon, guys, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's always a pleasure. Usfiso, just quickly take us through your journey in terms of vaccinating.
Okay, in terms of my journey with vaccinating, I vaccinated quite early. It was around July, the start of July. So not a lot of people had done it yet. So I was a bit nervous and skeptical when I went in for my vaccination. But the whole process was actually pretty quick. I went in the morning, and within 30 minutes, I was wrapped up and done with everything. So that wasn't a problem. But what I do remember from it, though, is in fact going through the symptoms, but they came through a bit late. I took the JJ and not the Pfizer, what a lot of people are taking now, the 2 doses. So I went for the 1 dose. And throughout the day, I just felt a bit of fatigue from the vaccine itself. And then a bit later on in the evening, around 8 p.m.-ish, I started feeling some flu symptoms, like my body was feeling a bit hot, and it was quite cold. I won't say, like the weather outside, and it was quite cold, but I felt extra warm, and I had a bit of shivers here and there and a bit of a headache. But I think after the vaccine itself, what helped me most was actually taking a Panado. And besides those symptoms, I went through those throughout the night, but I eventually slept after taking another Panado. And when I woke up the next day, I could just feel a bit of fatigue, but symptoms were mostly gone after that. And I would say it wasn't too much of a hectic process for me. After that, yeah, everything was pretty fine.
Sweet, I like the fact that we're talking to you and you are one of the people that actually vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson jab.
Yes.
So let's look at some of the myths and conspiracies around that as well. What is something that you have heard regarding the Johnson & Johnson specifically?
I didn't feel too bad, but the symptoms that I was warned about before taking the vaccine itself, but generally I was fine. There was no issue at all after I'd taken the vaccine and just felt those symptoms just on the day. But yeah, the next day things were quite mild. I was just feeling a bit of fatigue, but other than that, it wasn't too hectic. And I've heard quite people speaking quite negatively about it.
Oh, okay, so you're saying that some of the people were speaking negatively about it. Can you take us through some of those negative points that people put down?
Well, I heard people speak about getting sick, and obviously the whole government conspiracy of saying people are getting information off you through that. But yeah, it wasn't anything that was too hectic for me, like I was saying. I didn't feel much of like the symptoms. It was just over a day, but it was fine after that.
Sviso, thank you so much for joining us on COVID Report. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vafm.co.za.